Of this week, we are continuing our study on Wednesday nights in 2 Timothy at 6:30 p.m. Please come if you can. Join us at 6:30 p.m. We will start with a light meal and then we'll have a time of Bible study and a prayer. Embers to a Flame, we'll meet this afternoon at 6 p.m. and discuss where we go from here. The women of the church will be collecting for their basket ministry again this week. So if you would like to participate in that, please bring individually wrapped snack items to the Ed building. And then a group of us are going to begin to study together a book by J.I. Packer entitled Knowing God very soon on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. So if you would like to join us in this study, please let me know. Down at the bottom of your bulletin, you'll see question number 80 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And question 80 says, what is required in the 10th commandment? And the answer is, the call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 96, verses 7 through 9. Would you read with me responsively? Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of His strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name.
May all come to His courts.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
Tremble before Him, all the earth.
Love endures forever. Your faithfulness to all generations. You are God who created us, but you have also redeemed us, and you have made us your own people. You are our shepherd, and we are the sheep of your pasture. So it is with gratitude that we come into your presence with joyful praise. We ask that you would come and commune with us and bow down your ear and hear us as we pray the way that your Son, Jesus, taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Our first hymn this morning is hymn number 80. And would you please stand if you are able? Let's sing stanzas 1 through 4, and we'll continue to stand and recite the Apostles' Creed and sing the Glory of Pot.
Life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Well, Lord our God, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. You are the all-glorious King, and we worship you with gratitude for your wonderful love to us. Forgive us, Lord, for how we have disobeyed your righteous law and corrupted your good creation. Gracious Lord, you alone are righteous and holy, and in your presence no one can stand. Your gracious mercy is our only hope, and we ask for your forgiveness. We pray for our members who are not able to be here, that you would bring comfort to them, including Best White and Bertha McCullough and Martha Davis and Mosella Perkins and Mary Ellen Lovelady. We pray that you would cheer their hearts and brighten their days and give them purposeful and meaning ways to spend their days. Father, we pray for the missionaries all over the world who are taking the gospel to the nations. We pray for ones that we know personally and the ones that we support, including the Bowings in Mexico, the Chaplains with MTW, the Davlas in Costa Rica, the Dahos in North Africa, the Hills in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible Translators, the Romains in New York City. We pray for Larry Brown with African Bible College in Malawi. We pray for Alan and Ann Cochet, who are going back to France in the fall. And we pray for the people in Nice, France, this morning, who have recently suffered from terrorism and are grieving the death of loved ones. We pray for the gospel to bring comfort and hope and peace to a fallen world so filled with hate and ravaged with war. We pray for the Holy Spirit to bring the light and life through Jesus Christ to a world that's being devastated by darkness and destruction. We pray for your cleansing touch to wash away our corruption and to clothe us in the righteousness that may only be found by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose holy name we pray. Amen. In the back of your Trinity hymnal, would you turn there with me and let's read together responsively from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior.
Such is the generation of those who seek him. Receive your face from God.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty and high.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is he, the King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory.
Our next hymn, as we continue to worship, is number 605. All the way, my Savior leads me. And if you are able to stand, please stand and take your hymn book and turn to 605 and let's sing all three stanzas. Thank you.
prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we were reminded this morning in the chapter on the resurrection of the offering of first fruits. And we know that you have taught us to lay aside on the first day of the week a portion of what you have allowed us to have and to bring it systematically into the church for an offering to you. So we bring these offerings. We pray that we bring them as a manifestation of our worship, and we pray that you would use them to build up the kingdom of Jesus Christ in this place and even unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We pray in His name. Amen. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. And this is what it says. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, say it, teacher. A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, you have judged rightly. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands and abides forever. May he bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. And we'll bring a message on that passage after the choir sings the special.